Red, sing songs.
This sounds kind of bad.
Still our regular song service that we regularly do every Sunday morning. We're going to put on a little skit, I guess you could say. We're going to sing a few songs and read a few Bible verses out of the Bible. And I've got a little history to tell you about Christmas.
Amen.
We're going to start out with, although the date of Jesus' birth is unknown, the first recorded date of a Christmas being celebrated was on December the 25th, 336, during the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. He was the first Christian Roman Emperor. We celebrate December the 25th because God sent His Son into the world.
Amen.
As a Christmas present for everyone.
That's right.
Gift giving represents the gift that the wise man gave.
Mm-hmm.
And around the 13th century, Christians added one most pleasant touches of the Christmas celebration.
Amen.
When they began to sing Christmas carols. No one is sure just when the Christmas tree came into the picture, but Germany is supposedly held up the evergreen, which is a symbol of everlasting life.
Right.
So that's some of the little history that I found about Christmas. It kind of gives you a little bit more meaning on why we do the things that we do for Christmas. And like I said, we don't know the exact date of Christ's birth, but December the 25th is when we celebrate. There are 14 generations of before Jesus was born, and you can find this in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Also, there are references in the Old Testament of Jesus' birth, the promise of Jesus' birth, and one of them is found in Isaiah 7, verse 14, is the great promise of Emmanuel to be born a virgin. You can also find a reference in Micah 5, verses 1 through 3. The Savior's birth is promised in Bethlehem. Now we'll have a reading, and this is about the virgin birth. And Jerry's going to come up and read Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise: when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Now we're going to have an instrumental song, Silent Night, played by Jerry and Sharon.
Amen.
Thank you.
we're going to have a reading. Mark, if you want to come up, he's going to read Luke from Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The next, for the first song that we're going to sing is, I'm going to sing "O Holy Night." There's truly nothing better than hearing an old-fashioned Christmas song right around the Christmas holidays. One of those classic hymns is the "O Holy Night." It brings up such great memories and thoughts of the Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's truly a glorious night when Jesus was born.
Amen.
The angels rejoiced and the whole world received their King. God granted us eternal salvation when He sent His Son to die for our sins.
Amen.
Now that I know the story behind the powerful hymn, I am even more in awe of this song. This song was written by a poet in 1843.
Wow.
The song was composed by a French composer, and then it was put to music. The song was first translated from French to English by John Sullivan. "O Holy Night" is one of the most well-known Christmas carols reflecting of the Jesus' birth and the redemption of humanity.
Bless your Lord.
At Miles After Everything says, "Never get the buffalo strips from Cheddar."
Now we're going to sing Away in a Manger.
Amen. Bless them, Father.
Away in a manger.
top of this reading is the angels announcing to the shepherds of Jesus' birth. And Jerry's going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20.
Bless you, Lord.
And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the Lord, temple of the Lord.
Wrong
place.
Are you reading Luke 2?
2.
8 through 20.
Oh, I was in 1. Excuse me. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Amen.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Amen.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Amen.
I also wanted to bring up that we do have reference about the announcement. It says in Revelations chapter 5, verse 11, Number them all 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands, they filled the sky with praise when Christ was born.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, all
Now we're going to sing an old Christmas carol that probably everybody knows, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Amen.
Beautiful star.
have one last song, and if you would like to join us in this song, it's in the blue book, and it's page 271, Joy to the World. I don't know the verses, but I do know the chorus.
All right. Bless the Lord.
I'm going to turn around so they can see you.
We'll see you. The little boy sent a card. I found out later that the little boy has autism. He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
And his daddy said that he was just in heaven when that box. And, of course, we at work, we bought him gifts.
Good.
So he said he cannot wait till Christmas morning to open those gifts.
Amen.
He took that box of food, and he took every item out of that box, and he put it in alphabetical order. And he said, Daddy, we won't have to worry about nothing to eat for a while.
Right.
And he put it in the cabinet. He said,
And if you can find it, because I put it all in alphabetical order.
Amen.
And he put everything out of that box. So just pray for that family.
Yeah.
They're having a rough time.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a mother at home. Mm. She got into some trouble, and she's in prison. So we want to pray for them. But you did a very, very good blessing when you took this food up for this little boy and his daddy.
Good deal there. Good deal. Praise the Lord.